We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Thomas Bergeson. It's Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. Tomorrow, from 5 to 8 p.m., the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts will present the screening of Black News, Terms and Conditions. The Afrofuturist film focuses on the often dehumanizing reporting in corporate news of Black life and reimagines Black joy and culture through a collection of different narratives, shifting the lens away from what is traditionally seen. The film premiered at the Sundance Film Festival and was rated Best of Festival by Metacritic. The multi-award-winning production team includes director Khalil Joseph, editor Bradford Young, co-director Garrett Bradley, and more. Co-screenwriter Irvin Hunt emphasized the role of one of the stories woven into the film, the story of W.E.B. Du Bois. He said, "We can all relate to what Du Bois felt after facing immense losses."
And so he's at the end of his life, not only grieving the loss of the country, the loss of his daughter, but also the loss of his biggest idea. And so there's a feeling of incompletion that I think we can all identify with there.
Hunt says this event is providing a sense of freedom for the community at a much needed time.
I mean, I think you want to come to this event, one, because it is a singular occasion to come together with other folks to celebrate something fantastic, which is the feeling of freedom that we aren't quite experiencing much right now.
Before the screening, there will be a reception at 3:30 p.m. held in the lobby. Following the screening, join Joseph, Hunt, and co-screenwriter Madebo Fatunde for a Q&A. The event is free, but you must register at krannertcenter.com. Moving into politics, the Literary will be hosting a community discussion on recent ICE activity in the Champaign area tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. The event, titled No More Fear, Getting ICE Out of Illinois, will discuss how both federal and local immigration policies are created, how ICE is affecting families and individuals, and what immigration reform would look like. Dylan Blaha, a Democratic candidate for the House of Representatives in the 2026 elections who would represent Illinois' 13th district, will lead the event. Join the Literary in Blaha tomorrow to hear more about immigration reform and current ICE-related issues. Also in local politics, board members of Champaign Unit 4 School District voted last night to approve the contract of Superintendent Giovanni Ponce. Ponce began his career as a bilingual teacher in Houston after moving from Honduras. He eventually became chief of schools in Fairfax County, Virginia, making database decisions in the district. The move comes a little over 8 months after the board fired former superintendent Sheila Boozer. During her tenure, Boozer attempted to further desegregate Champaign elementary schools, but also oversaw major resignations, resulting from tension within the board. Boozer's dismissal was controversial, causing security staff to assess how to balance open meetings with safety for board members. Five new board members started their positions in 2025, most of whom campaigned on firing Boozer and doubling the next superintendent's salary. The members followed through on both counts, with Ponce set to make $375,000 annually. Ponce, when asked to speak at the meeting after the vote, turned to the crowd to make his remarks.
"And education changed my life. And because a good teacher, I'm here today. And this is exactly what I'm going to give every single one, more than 10,000 children that we have here. It is my call, and it's going to be my duties, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that every single child receives quality education."
And finally, celebrate this Lunar New Year with the university's Asian American Cultural Center. The AACC is celebrating the Year of the Horse with several events throughout this week. Celebrate with a themed dinner and show at Illinois Street Residence Hall tomorrow from 5 to 6:30 p.m. This festive dinner will feature traditional Lunar New Year foods and desserts, cultural performances, and opportunities for student groups to share their traditions. Come visit the University YMCA Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. for an evening of live performances, food, crafts, and games. Partnering with the New American Welcome Center, the University YMCA's free event will include Lunar New Year-themed cultural booths, hands-on crafts, traditional games, and a raffle with prizes. Lastly, the Chinese American Association of Central Illinois is hosting a Lunar New Year festival on Sunday from 4:30 to 7 p.m. A variety of activities will be offered, such as Chinese dance performances, songs and traditional folk music, calligraphy, and mahjong. Located at Wesley Church, the festival does require advanced registration due to limited spots. To learn more, visit aacc.illinois.edu. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kyler Bowie, Sophie Vansaggi, Mac Jones, and Faith Routley. From WPGU News, this has been Thomas Bergeson.